Okay, the other Thursday night, I got a phone call. Come to Tupelo. Your daughter-in-law been in an accident, pretty bad. She bleeding. And so I said to myself, now, Lord, I read Psalm 91 over my family every morning. She okay. And so I got to Tupelo. I got to the hospital. You know, she was bleeding, and they didn't know what blood was coming from. So I got the kids. I took them on to their house. And so around about 1 o'clock, she walked through the door. And she had 2 little scratches on both of her legs. I said, thank you, Jesus, because God knows I don't want to raise no more grandchildren. And I still thank the Lord that he covered my daughter-in-law with the blood of Jesus. Told 2 cars out. The little 16-year-old girl, she hit both of them. And she told out 2 cars. But I thank God that my daughter-in-law, she is good in good health, but she kind of scared about driving again. So I told her, I said, baby, fear is coming from the devil. I said, don't fear, because I know God got you. I said, the enemy trying to take you out, but the blood covers you.
Amen. Amen. Let's give her an applause, because you know Gloria. She hadn't in the past been bold to talk, amen? But thank God, thank God, thank God, thank God, thank God, thank God. And what she said is, I call him by name when I pray Psalm 91. So I just want her to share that. I believe I was led by the Lord. So you can do the same if you're not already doing it for your family and for your loved ones and your friends. Hallelujah. Lord, I believe I have done what you said. Of course, Stady, I know I've got one more couple I've got to pray for, but Sherado Oste, Sasi Kiddi Yarado Oste, Bla Ostu Shakandadi Ikasa, Le Sikura Dadi Atata Asta. Let's move out of these places we've become comfortable in. And that's what the Lord is calling for us to step out. Bishop said on prayer line one day, into the deeper waters. If you haven't been dialing prayer line, go ahead and do it. You can get up at 5:15, or you can dial at 6 o'clock, or you can dial at 9 o'clock. If you can't do either one of those times, let me know what time you can, and we'll establish another time. Amen. Wave your hand, Miss Anna Mae. Miss Anna Mae dials 5:15, 6 o'clock, and 9 o'clock, 5 days a week. Amen. Let's give a shout out to Miss Anna Mae. Hallelujah. Tez and Sheena, if you'll come up, and Bishop, I believe you're supposed to minister to them. I'm going to share a word with them right over here. And the Lord said to remind the two of you that he gave you a word some time ago. I think we were in this sanctuary and another time in the other sanctuary. He said, I've called you out to be a light in this world, to be leaders of young people. And he said, I've called you and you accept the call. He said, I want to move you out into the world that they can know who I am and that they'll know that there are no impossibilities with God. You can come on, Bishop. There are no impossibilities with God. And Toya and Therese, stand on either side of them. A stronger link. A twofold cord, a threefold cord is stronger. So there's a onefold, that's a twofold, and Bishop is the thirdfold. Hey, so quarter the atasta. So you know what's in your heart. You know what you need. God already knows. He didn't tell me. He just told me to call you out. Kayla Hasto, do you have something to say? Or are you just going to pray?
This morning, the Lord was talking to me about meditation, meditating in the Word. And he said, learn and settle it in your heart, in your life, that my word is true, it won't change, it's me. Whatever I said will do, I will do it. He said, but you got to stay with the word until that word talk to you, or that word speak louder than anything else that's trying to talk to you. And he said, when you learned, and he took me to several scriptures. I'm going this way to get to where how we're going to pray. And he said, Mark 11:24 said, therefore I say unto you, what things ever you desire, when you pray, do what? Believe that you receive, and ye shall have. The reason why you can believe, receive, because I said it. I can't lie. And if you believe it, circumstances shows up. You don't change because of that or the pressure. I said it. That's what you stay with. And that word will speak louder, hold you in place, make you stronger. You won't be moved and shifted about all these things. And you'll see yourself come straight through it without being hindered. Because everything that you see and don't see, I brought it forth in my word. So this you believe me for, I'll bring it forth by my word. Because that's me. What comes out of my mouth is the truth. I will never lie, can't lie. No lying in me. So whatever I tell you to do, fill your heart with that so there'll be no room for fear. There'll be no room for reasoning. There'll be no room for doubt and unbelief. That's the worst cursing you can do. Talk doubt and have your heart full of unbelief. Because God is the absolute truth, and that he can never change. So hold this, Mike. Father.